Hey everyone, welcome back to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, the show where we take the latest in AI and coding tools and break them down so your brain doesn't have to melt. I'm Alex, your resident tech explainer and professional wrangler of rogue AI agents.
And I'm Jamie, the one who presses all the buttons just to see what happens. If you've ever accidentally formatted your hard drive with a single command, you're in good company here.
Today, we're diving into Google Anti-Gravity 2.0, which basically just dropped at Google I.O. 2026 and has everyone in the dev community buzzing, or maybe panicking, depending on how much you like the old tools.
I still miss Clippy, so change is hard. But seriously, what is this Anti-Gravity 2.0 thing? Did Google finally invent a way for my laptop to float off my desk, or?
Not quite, unless your code is so bad it defies the laws of physics. Anti-Gravity is Google's agent-first development platform. It's all about using smart AI agents that can take your idea and turn it into a working app, mostly by themselves. The new 2.0 update is a total upgrade. It's now a whole platform, not just an editor.
Wait, so this isn't just another AI code autocomplete? It's agents doing the work for you?
Exactly. Imagine you say, hey, build me a to-do app. Anti-Gravity's agents plan it, code it, test it, and even show you artifacts, like screenshots or test results, so you can see what they've done. In 2.0, the big shift is that the agent is the center, not the editor. It's less about typing code, more about orchestrating these mini AI coworkers.
So we're all project managers now? Is there a Kanban board for my agent's existential crises?
Only if you want one. But here's what's new. Anti-Gravity 2.0 is now a suite. You get a standalone desktop app, a new command line tool called Anti-Gravity CLI, or AGI, if you want to sound cool, a full SDK for building your own stuff, and a managed agents tier inside the Gemini API.
Okay, slow down. Desktop app, CLI, SDK, and managed agents. Can you break those down for me like I'm a confused sysadmin who hasn't slept since the last outage?
Shoo. Sure. The desktop app is your agent control room. You describe what you want, and the agents run in parallel. Think of it as multiple AI minions doing your bidding. It links with things like Google AI Studio, Android, and Firebase, so you can go from prototype to production in one place.
And the CLI? That sounds like the name of a friendly robot.
It kind of is. The CLI is for people who live in the terminal. You can spin up agents, run tasks, automate workflows, all without touching a GUI. And here's the kicker. Google is retiring the old Gemini CLI, so if you've been using that, you'll need to migrate to AGUI before June 18th, 2026.
Oh no, a migration deadline. Nothing gets a developer's heart rate up like that. Why are they making everyone switch?
Google wants to consolidate everything around Anti-Gravity's backend, so all the agent magic happens in one place. They say it's about making workflows more consistent. Plus, maintaining two separate CLIs is a headache even Google doesn't want.
Will the new CLI have all the same features? Or is this another it's coming soon, trust us situation?
Honest answer, not all features match up yet. Google says the core stuff, agent skills, hooks, subagents, and extensions, now called plugins, are there. But if you've got custom scripts for the old Gemini CLI, you'll want to test them.
So basically everyone's getting a nudge or maybe a gentle shove off the old tool.
Pretty much. Trade Press called it Google nudging developers off one tool and onto another, which is polite speak for, we're deprecating your favorite thing, get used to it.
Okay, switching gears. What's this managed agents thing in the Gemini API? Sounds like the AI equivalent of managed hosting.
Nailed it. Managed agents lets you spin up an Anti-Gravity style agent with a single API call. The agent runs in its own little Linux world, keeps state across calls, and you can customize it with markdown files. It's all about skipping the infrastructure pain. Google handles the sandboxing, and you just rent the brain power.
So I can have a persistent, customizable AI agent without setting up servers or dealing with state headaches? That's oddly considerate for Google.
Don't get used to it. But yes, and it's a direct shot at competitors like Anthropic's Claude Code, which is also getting into managed multi-agent stuff.
Speaking of competition, how does Anti-Gravity 2.0 stack up against things like Claude Code or Cursor? Why would I pick one over the other?
Good question. Cursor is an editor-first tool, a VS Code fork with AI baked in. If you live and breathe VS Code, that's your comfort zone. Claude Code, it's terminal native and script heavy, great for people automating big code bases. Antigravity 2.0 tries to do it all. Desktop app for visual folks, CLI for terminal warriors, SDK for custom workflows.
So it's the have it your way of AI coding platforms. But with that much flexibility, is it harder to learn?
That's the trade-off. Early reviews say Antigravity asks more from new users than Cursor does. If you're used to editors, there's a learning curve. But if you like agents doing heavy lifting, it's worth checking out.
All right, let's talk money. What's it going to cost me if I want to run a small army of agents?
Google's got a whole new lineup of subscription tiers. There's still a free tier, but it's limited, great for kicking the tires, not for agent-heavy work. Paid plans start at $7.99 a month for AI Plus, $19.99 for AI Pro, and now there's a new AI Ultra at $99.99 a month, which is basically for power users. You get 5 times the anti-gravity usage limit of AI Pro. Top tier is $200 a month. All the plans converge with rivals on price.
And if you're really going wild, there's a $200 tier for when your agents are building agents?
Exactly. It's like Inception, but with more invoices. Oh, and Google's running a launch promo, $100 in bonus anti-gravity credits if you're on AI Ultra, but only if you grab it before May 25th. So if you're listening to this after that, sorry, you missed the boat.
Story of my life. At least the free tier still exists, for now.
Yeah, but be warned. Google has trimmed the free agent limits before, and they introduced credits in early 2026. The free tier is more of a try-before-you-buy situation now.
Got it. So final question. Does this mean I can finally delegate all my boring coding tasks to an agent and spend my time, I don't know, learning to windsurf?
Funny you mention windsurfing. The Antigravity 2.0 launch was presented by Varun Mohan, who was CEO of Windsurf before joining Google DeepMind. So maybe it's all connected. AI agents coding while you catch a wave.
Sign me up, as long as the agents promise not to unionize.
You never know. Agents are getting smarter every year. All right, that's a wrap for today's deep dive into Google Antigravity 2.0. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe, leave us a review, and send us your wildest agent ideas.
Or your best migration horror stories. We love a good CLI meltdown. Thanks for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Stay nerdy.
And stay agentic. See you next time.